Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman? Sten? Potter?
Here. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 1361, accept the East Side Combined Sewer Overflow Community Benefit Opportunity Program Summary Report.
Mr. Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dean, if you'd come forward. The East Side Community Benefit Opportunity Program provides funding for community projects in neighborhoods and business districts affected by the massive combined sewer overflow tunnel construction project. During the construction of the conduit on the west side, the program, the Combined Community Benefit Opportunity Program, funded 10 projects valued at $1 million. In 2006, the Bureau of Environmental Services earmarked with council endorsement $2 million of the $640 million East Side Big Pipe budget to fund the CBO projects in the areas affected by the construction on the east side, with $1.75 million being allocated to the program and $250,000 reserved for projects that may arise through the remainder of the project's life. As many Portlanders know, the Big Pipe project construction is a 6-mile, 22-foot diameter tunnel with 7 tunnel access shafts connecting pipelines and a new pressure line, as well as continued operations work in the Swan Island Pump Station and Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. So in October of 2006, we invited residents, community groups, and even public agencies to submit applications for use of these funds to a citizen-based applications committee. Notice of the program was mailed to over 500 various stakeholders, published in community and neighborhood papers, distributed in various email lists. By February of 2007, we had 38 proposals have been received, totaling over $7 million in funding requests. So Dean today is going to introduce the 15-member advisory committee and their recommendations for funding. Dean Marriott.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Mayor Potter, members of the council, I'm Dean Marriott, Environmental Services Director for the city. You have, hopefully in front of you, is a report from me that includes photographs and maps of each of the recommended facilities and projects, which I hope you will have had a chance to look at. Also included with that material is a list of the 15-member committee, which three members of the committee are here today and would like to address you when I'm finished. The commissioner did a nice job of pointing out the context. I'll take you back to 1995 before we actually began construction of any of our major tunnels. We came to the city council and presented this idea that we would leave the communities affected by this construction in better shape than before we arrived. And the best way to do that was to engage members of the community. And we began with the Columbia Slough Consolidation Conduit in North Portland back in 1996. And if you've been out there, as I know you all have, the landscaping along Columbia Boulevard, the new sidewalks, and trail connections were provided by the Community Benefit Fund associated with that tunnel project. So again, when we were finished, since most of our infrastructure was below ground, not to be seen by the public, we felt it was best to leave behind something that they could see and enjoy. And so began the process that we have continued to this day. As the commissioner mentioned, next we took on the West Side Big Pipe Project, a $300 million construction effort that lasted several years. We set aside $1 million for our Community Benefit Opportunity Program, again forming a Citizens Advisory Committee. We have been able to fund planting along River Place, sidewalk improvements on Swan Island, a community garden, tree planting programs in Goose Hollow, university neighborhood street tree planting program, and traffic calming facilities on Southwest Virginia. Also, Astor Elementary Schoolyard Restoration Project, pedestrian improvements under I-405 in Northwest Portland, the South Waterfront Greenway Trail Design, Ankeny Green Street Project, which is still in process, pedestrian improvements on Northwest Upshur and the Overlook Neighborhood Project, which is still in progress. So as we wrapped up the West Side Big Pipe project, as I mentioned, a lot of those projects, a lot of the community benefit projects are finished. There's still a few that are wrapping up. We, of course, began the almost $500 million construction on the East Side Big Pipe. We created a 15-member committee in September of 2006, and Commissioner Adams met with them and talked with them about the charge to the committee and asked for their help, and they really took that charge seriously. They met many, many times, poring over 38 very serious proposals from community groups and interested parties. As he mentioned, $7 million in total requests, even though we had set aside a total of $2 million for the community benefit program. The 15-member committee poured through those and recommended projects that total $1.77 million. My transmittal memo says 1.75. I should point out that it has a minor error in it. It is actually 1.77 million. And we are reserving $230,000 because, as you know, the East Side Tunnel will continue construction through 2011. So we learned from our experience on the West Side that good ideas will continue to surface as we move through the community and affect the community, so we have a reserve set aside to fund opportunities that arise during this process. I will not read to you all 21 projects. You have those in front of you. I just want to highlight a couple just to show you the breadth of the scope and the subject areas. One grant is for $218,000 to Friends of Trees to plant street trees along the construction area. $8,100 to the Willamette Riverkeeper to do some revegetation work on the Willamette between Hawthorne and Markham Bridges. $364,000 to the Hosford Abernathy or Hand Neighborhood and Brooklyn Action Corps for crosswalk improvements and pedestrian signals at 11th and 12th Avenues and Clinton Street, a very important area to that neighborhood. And also some money to stripe some bike lanes on Southeast Division between 4th and 9th Avenue. $16,700 to expand the community garden at Colonel Summers Park at 20th and Taylor. And then just as another example, $33,000 to folks at Ladd's Addition to help protect and maintain the elm trees in their community park. And finally, $78,900 to the Columbia Slough Watershed Council to construct a non-motorized boat landing for canoes and kayaks near Denver Avenue to allow for improved access to the Columbia Slough. So again, there are other projects, and they're all included in the materials submitted to you. I just want to take a moment to thank two members of my staff that worked tirelessly on this with the community. Megan Callahan, who is not here today, but Debbie Castleton, who is seated behind me. Debbie, raise your hand. Thank you to both of them. And also my sincere thanks to the Citizens Committee. We just have had a wonderful experience working with them. They worked really hard. They plowed through a lot of difficult material, complex material, and I think they came out with a sterling set of recommendations. And what I'm going to do, if it's okay with the council, is step aside and let you meet three members of the committee. Elaine Kemp with the Lloyd District Community Association, Fletcher Tripp with the University Park Neighborhood Association, and Lance Lindell with the Brooklyn Action Corps. And after their presentation, if you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to come back. Thanks.
Heavy chairs. I'm Elaine Kemp, representing the Lloyd District Community Association. Thank you. Environmental Services recruited 15 members and two alternates to represent neighborhood and business associations and environmental and other community organizations, which included the Audubon Society and the Bicycle Advisory Committee. The 11 neighborhoods directly affected by the Eastside CSO construction are Kenton, Portsmouth, University Park, Overlook, Elliott, Lloyd, Kearns, Buckman, Hosford, Abernathy, Brooklyn, and the Selwood Moreland area. Usually at each of our meetings, we had at least 10 members of the committee present, and detailed minutes were prepared by the BES staff and sent to all members, so everyone was kept aware of what was under discussion, even if he or she missed a meeting. We met six times between September 2006 and September 2007. Most meetings ran from 2.5 to 3 hours, and I think I can speak for most of us saying that at least that amount of time was necessary in preparation for each of these meetings. This was my first opportunity to serve on a city committee, and I was very impressed with the work done by the BES staff to provide copies of all the grant applications and support documents, as well as a complete listing of the committee's established criteria for evaluating the proposals, and very handy charts for us to weigh each proposal against those criteria. Between meetings, the BES staff sought additional information to respond to questions raised by committee members during our discussions, and they provided comprehensive minutes of our discussions as well. It seemed to me that while each committee member spoke on behalf of grants in his or her neighborhood, everyone really focused on making this review as fair and equitable as possible.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm Fletcher Tripp. I'm with the University Park Neighborhood Association in North Portland, and I'm going to tell you about the criteria, which was at the first meeting that we decided to go through. They were environmental, location, public support, community benefit, sustainability, redevelopment, impact, feasibility, and cost. Some of those are pretty self-explanatory. The environmental, what was the environmental benefit that this project might bring about? The location, there was a set, we got our packets that things within a half-mile radius were in the zone, and then after that there would be things outside of that, which could be considered also. Public support, these projects have support letters attached to them. I think this is partly part because of the West Side, because there was a lot of projects that were, you know, suggested that didn't have the support behind them. Community benefit, did this benefit community? Sustainability, and I think one was a warehouse project that we decided to fund, help them fund their roof. And was there something that we could help them? The Central East Side was really affected, and we wanted to try to help the business owners down there. The impact, was the zone really impacted heavily? Things like Lloyd District, the Central East Side, over in the Smile neighborhood there at McLaughlin. Feasibility, could it be done? And the cost, when you have $9,000 to $1 million asked, could this be done? And we decided how much we could support each one. This is my first time to serve on a committee with the city. I've been involved with my neighborhood for 4 years now. It was a very good experience. A lot of people advocated for North Portland, which I felt really great about. I also felt that people were open, even though they had things in their own neighborhood to give up and to let us each work together. So I had a good experience with this. Thanks, Lance.
Hello, my name is Lance Lindahl, and I'm the current chair of the Brooklyn Action Corps Neighborhood Association. And this is just a really amazing process. I was really proud to be a part of it. As we went through the deliberative process, we tried to keep a number of different things in mind. First of all, that there's a variety of different types of projects that would happen, and that the projects also had strong support within their individual neighborhoods. We didn't want to fund something that would be seen as controversial or having a negative impact. Also, we wanted to have projects selected that were as close to the areas of impact with construction as possible. And in Brooklyn, we're really affected strongly because we have construction of both our northern and southern ends of the neighborhood, and it's really impacting bikeability, walkability, and the ability to drive safely through the neighborhood. So we really shot for projects that were close to these impact zones. We also wanted to make sure that the projects were distributed throughout the construction impact, and that Southeast, Northeast, and North Portland were all given equal consideration. In September of this year, We developed the final list of the 20 recommended projects, and the total funding for that, as Dean mentioned, is $1.77 million. There's also an additional three projects that have been added to the list should additional funding become available over the next couple years. And the only change that was made by Mr. Marriott and the Environmental Services staff was that they added one more project for the suggested funding list. And we came back as a committee and met on that, and we were definitely all okay with that. It was a good idea. Again, it's just a really great process. This is the first committee of this type I've been on, and I think it really this process serves as a role model for how these types of things should be handled. And from early on, we really saw this as a great opportunity to dedicate money to our infrastructure system, especially roads and trails, and promoting alternative modes of transportation.
Well, I want to thank each of you and everyone else who served on this committee. It was a big committee and a lot of requests. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we got the pedestrian bridge improved in your...
Thank you very much.
Any folks signed up to testify?
We have three people. David Manhart, Liz Tilbury, and Ramona Archega.
Thank you for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes. Anybody can begin.
Liz Tilbury Marquard, and I'm a board member for Friends of Trees. And we're really here today just to thank the City of Portland Bureau of Environmental Services for your serious consideration of up to $218,000 to support our Greening the East Side tree planting project, which is, of course, part of BES's East Side Big Pipe Community Benefit Opportunity Program. We're proud and grateful that we're being considered for this serious investment. And the partnership with Friends of Trees seems like a good investment for the city as a whole. The City of Portland will earn a significant return on its investment in these tree planting projects through neighborhood enhanced livability, improved environmental quality, and certainly local volunteers coming together in the neighborhoods strengthens those neighborhoods. Friends of Trees, we feel, is a good partner. Since 1989, more than 20,000 volunteers have planted nearly 350,000 trees and native plants in the Portland area. This would be in the neighborhoods and in the natural areas. We've been recognized locally, nationally, and even internationally for our efforts to keep the Portland metropolitan area green, while helping reduce stormwater runoff and greenhouse gases. So really what we want to say is thank you. And I would like to introduce Ramona Archega, who's our planning programs manager.
My name is Ramona Archega. I run the Natural Area Restoration Program for Friends of Trees. And thank you so much for the consideration. It means a lot to our organization and to Portland metro area as a whole. Friends of Trees plans on training and organizing thousands of local volunteers in this effort to plant more trees and restore our urban natural areas in 12 specific neighborhoods in the Community Benefit Opportunity Program. All volunteer events will take place within the geographic area of the CBO program, and Friends of Trees plans to work very closely with BES staff, specifically Debbie Castleton, and in order to determine the needs and meet the needs of this project and the planting areas. The East Side Greening Project benefits are very significant for our community. They include reduction in stormwater runoff and combined sewer overflows, which has plagued our community. We're also looking at better air quality and absorption of pollution through the trees and their canopy. They also increase the amount of oxygen in our air, so that's a wonderful benefit. In addition to reduction in energy costs through shading and cooling of homes in the warm summer months, and they will also help to reduce soil erosion and improve shelter and habitat for wildlife in our area. I invite all of you and all of the folks of Portland to come out and plant with us. All of our planting events are advertised on our website, and it is a great opportunity to meet your neighbors and become more invested in your community and make it more livable for the future. Thank you.
I'm David Manhart, and I'm the Director of Development for Friends of Trees. I'm the fundraiser, and I would like to simply add my voice of thank you. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Citizen Advisory Committee that helped make these decisions. Very grateful for their investment of time and commitment to Friends of Trees. As a fundraiser, my job will be to try and leverage the investment that you're making by seeking other support, so I would get even a higher return on the investment that the city is making in these projects. And so we will keep you posted on that effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all who signed up.
Okay. Any further discussion? This is a report. I need a motion and a second to accept.
So move.
Second.
Please call a vote.
Adams?
Well, Dean, the entire team at BES, the good people in the selection committee, thank you very much. And how many more months to go on the project? Just a mere 3 years to go. Aye.
Leonard?
Thank you for your good work. Aye.
Potter?
Yes, excellent choices, particularly those great folks at Friends of Trees. I've got six of those trees in my yard, and every day I look out there and I think of them. So thank you very much, and I vote aye. We are in recess till 3 p.m.